Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is one of the minor Lord's feasts, Eid al-Fitan al-Majid, the circumcision feast. And this feast is very important. Unfortunately, not many of us know about it because it comes just after the Christmas Day or the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I want in a few minutes to explain what is the circumcision feast. Circumcision feast started when our Lord Jesus Christ asked Abraham in Genesis 17, asking and saying, during the day of the birth of Isaac, the promised son by God. So he said to him about promising that birth after 25 years of waiting. When the Lord gave promise to Abraham that he would give him a son, he was 75 years. When he gave birth to Isaac, he was 100 years, while Sarah, his wife, was 90 years old. And the Lord wanted to put a testimony between him and his people, as he found Abraham is the only one that was worshiping God among all his family. And he ordered him to leave his place and to leave his family and to go on the way that the Lord will guide him to go to. And yes, he went very close to the promised land. Just before the birth of Abraham, Isaac from Abraham and Sarah, he gave him the law of circumcision. What is the law of circumcision? It is a certain sign, and this sign was taken or was made only to the males, to the sons who are 8 days old. And this circumcision covers the whole family. It was not for everyone. It was only for the males. And this law or this order of the Lord, just to let his people feel that they are different even in the form of their bodies. When the man or when the child grows up and marries and forms a family, all the females of the family, including his wife and children, the females were not asked to be circumcised. Only the males. And this was a wisdom from God to say that it's enough for the man to be circumcised, a sign of sonship of him or of the people to God. And this covers the whole family, no need for the females. This was in the Old Testament. Unfortunately, the Jews carried out this law or this order from God literally, and they did not recognize the wisdom of that. In the New Testament, St. Stephen and St. Paul and many others explained the spiritual meaning of circumcision. The spiritual meaning is to circumcise your senses, your eyes, your tongue, your ears. And he said that the ears who don't listen to the word of God are uncircumcised, even if they were literally circumcised. And the tongue who says bad words and say or use his tongue in very impure ways is uncircumcised. And the heart which does not love God enough is uncircumcised, even if he is literally circumcised. So it gave us a very important hint here that, and this is our next meeting with the youth about the baptism, even if you are baptized and don't listen to the word of God, don't keep our senses, our hearts, our behavior in the good way, according to the will of God in our hearts, in our lives, then we are not considered baptized. Or let us say, yani, we are not keeping the promises, keeping the blessings of the baptism. The circumcision was only in the Old Testament to the males, but in the New Testament, we don't circumcise now. Why? Because it was a prophecy, it was a sign, it was a way in the Old Testament to be a member in the people of God. Now, in the New Testament, after the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, the baptism is covering every and all one, all those who are called the children of God through the baptism, which we'll explain in details, God willing, in our meeting later on. But I wanted just to give you an introduction to the baptism in the New Testament, which was in the Old Testament a circumcision law. We don't have now any spiritual, any religious meeting of the circumcision in the New Testament, because not only a part of our body is cut off and dies in the Old Testament, no, but the whole body in the baptism dies and resurrects with our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Jesus, the choice, and opions of Kyrie,
even if I see the Lord, الإله الذي قطع كل ربطات خطايانا من قبل الألام وخلص المحيا الذي نفخ في وجه تلاميذ القديس يونس وأطال كرى لهم رسيف ظهور سبيت وسنز يوم الدار لمتت دم and those which you retain shall be retained Now also we ask on them to God the soul of our mankind for your servants and my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory. Dispense unto us your mercy and lose every bond of our sins. If you have committed any sin against you knowingly or unknowingly, as much of heart and deed and word from faith heartedness, the Master who knows the weakness of the good and throat, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with your fiance and us unto all goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration of you to good old Father, the Holy Spirit, the life giver. As of an essence with you now at all times and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Christos pennoti urun de tire de monant crin sin lant crin cal nove non voglio tutti ti gombi orem de as non pi amo shoine amen because worthy to pray to you thank for your father who art in heaven.
Oh, be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us air the breath to give us our trespasses as we forgive those trespassing against us. Lead us not temptation, but us evil one. Christ is son of the nice kingdom father.
ولكن محبة الله يجب ان كلنا هناك الوحيد ربنا هناك المسيح هناك من يكون 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 هنا